Interview Media Servisa.
Dear listeners and viewers, I'm Andrea Barac and I welcome our guest, Hungarian Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Mr. Peter Szijjártó. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for the invitation. Good afternoon.
You visited Petrinya at the beginning of January and now you are again in Croatia, this time in Omišalj. You were at opening the floating LNG terminal in Omišalj and we know that your country has a huge interest in this project, many would say even more than Croatia. So actually that puts us in a very good starting position for negotiations. So at the beginning, can you tell me, we already know that you want to buy shares, 25%. Have you already started negotiation?
Look, during the preparation period for the LNG port to be constructed, we have had some negotiations on some, let's say, even deeper partnership in this regard. But then the negotiations ended up in a situation when we rather agreed with our Croatian friends that we step up only as customers in this regard. So the Hungarian state is now the biggest customer in the case of the LNG port, since our state-owned company has booked 1 billion cubic meters of capacity on an annual basis for 7 years. So for the upcoming 7 years, we're going to be the number one user of the port. And you know, the first delivery, which has arrived exactly on the 1st of January, was a delivery to Hungary, 140,000 cubic meters. And we count on this port pretty much in the upcoming years, because this port has opened us the chance to sign the first ever long-term gas purchase contract with a non-Russian actor. So in the last 70 years, we could only sign contracts on such kind with Russian companies, because of infrastructure, because of history. And now this is the first time that we signed cooperation agreement with Shell, in the framework of which Shell delivers 250 million cubic meters of gas on an annual basis to Hungary through the LNG port here. So this LNG port at Krk is of strategic nature for Hungary.
You already mentioned the Russians. Currently, gas from Russian Federation has a domination in southeastern Europe. And if I understood correctly, your country has an ambition to take over that role. Do you think that it's possible to accomplish that with our LNG in this case?
Look, your LNG has a strategic significance, but we have to be aware of the reality, and the reality is that Russia will remain a very important, or let's say the dominant factor when it comes to energy supply of not only Central Europe, but the entire European
continent. But can you be second one?
Oh, well, what we can do is to strengthen our position on the market as a country which has different options for sources, and as a country which has an appropriate infrastructure to manage transit. Because if you are able as a country to manage transit through your territory and you are able to buy gas from different sources on different routes, then you can be an important market player. Of course, no one has the ambition to reach the level of Russia, because for that we would need gas fields, which we definitely don't have. And we would need to be the biggest country of the world like Russia, but we are not. So obviously we shouldn't put such kind of targets ahead of us, but an important player in the Central European energy market, this is a pretty, let's say, sustainable goal of ours.
Okay, you already mentioned the amount of money that you gave. On 25th of November, you sent us an offer. It was originally like this, or in between negotiations, something changed?
Regarding?
Of this offer that you sent. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, please.
You send us on 25th of November an offer for this shares, 25%.
No.
And why that changed?
No, it was much earlier. What we have done was the following. When your government was preparing the construction of the LNG port, there were negotiations among us, whether to step up as a shareholder, whether to step up as a strategic partner, whether to step up as a main customer. And then at the end, the negotiations ended up in a situation where the outcome was that we only step up as the main customer.
That was your decision or our or?
You know, we couldn't get to another position. So it's very normal. This LNG is on the territory of yours. It's the Croatians to set the rule, no question. And well, if the Croatian government decided this way, we have to respect it. And for us, currently, it's fine to be the number one customer, to have 1 billion cubic meters of capacity here. Now this is a situation what we can live with very happily.
Okay, we will see in the future.
In the future, yeah.
Okay,
right.
The local population was and still is against this project. Even the first man of Primorsko-Goranska County, he wasn't there today, because of the noise, because of the possible environmental pollution. Do you have this information about possible consequences of this project?
Look, I have heard media reports about that, but I am definitely not the one to judge that because, once again, this takes place in Croatia and it's the job of the Croatian authorities to deal with such kind of complaints when it comes to environmental protection, when it comes to noise. I can hardly imagine that the current Croatian government would have entered into a project in case of environmental harm or risk in this part of Croatia where tourism is so important. So I trust the Croatian government, I trust their judgment, and this is the only thing what I can do since I don't think we should interfere into this issue.
Yeah, of course, that's logical. I must ask you also, is this LNG in any way related to INA and our intention to repurchase the shares from you, MOL?
No, it has nothing to do with the MOL INA issue. That's absolutely separate from any other fields of strategic cooperation between Croatia and Hungary. We understand it's a hot potato, let's put it this way.
Always.
Yeah, it is something that we would be happy if wasn't here in this forum, let's put it this way. We understand that there are negotiations between the Croatian government and MOL about how to live peacefully together in the future. We can just cross fingers for the success of these negotiations, but since the Hungarian government is not concretely and not directly involved in these negotiations, we can't help the success.
So it's definitely separated from
absolutely
this?
Absolutely separated from this issue, no question.
Okay, we have pretty good relations, our countries, and you helped us a lot after this devastating earthquake in Petrinja. You were the first foreign minister to visit, actually, Petrinja, and we are really grateful for that. But some people are questioning, is there a hidden reason, actually, this LNG and gas?
No.
I must ask you because
of course, I've been in politics for more than 20 years, so I know that even if you do something from the deep of your heart with a good will, you will be challenged whether you have some hidden agenda. So, but you know, I think it's a shame that in case of such a devastating situation, you help, and then on the other hand, you are challenged whether you have any agenda behind. The fact is that. That we felt solidarity with Croatia, with the Croatian people. We have seen the pictures, we have seen the images and the reports. We have even felt the earthquake on the territory of Hungary. So we could imagine how bad it could be, and it is for the families who have lost their homes, and we just simply wanted to help. So we have donated 50 containers, which can be utilized by those families who have to at least temporarily leave their homes. And additionally to the 50 living containers, we have donated 6 containers where the bathrooms and the washrooms are to be found. We understand that thousands of families need such a help, but we hope that this contributes to the success of the efforts of the Croatian authorities to overcome these problems.
Mm-hmm. And our last topic is actually coronavirus, of course. We have a problem like other member states in the EU with the distribution of the vaccine for coronavirus from Pfizer, Moderna, also AstraZeneca. But your country was the first country in EU that approved the Russian vaccine, and you will also use Chinese vaccine.
Yeah, right.
You signed contract.
Yes,
do you expect maybe this kind of problem with the distribution?
Yeah, look, we have 100 to 150 casualties on a daily basis. Our economy suffers a loss of 10 to 15 billion hoof on a daily basis because of the restrictions. So it's our national interest to accelerate vaccination. You can just imagine, if we can accelerate vaccination by one day, we save the lives of 100 to 150 people. And the acceleration is only possible if you have vaccine, because you cannot vaccinate without vaccine. That's very easy to understand, I guess. And the fact is that the expectations hyped by the European Commission to a very high level are very disappointing. So compared to what we have expected, the distribution and the pace of arrival of the vaccines is basically down to zero, very well below the expectations. So instead of hundreds of thousands or millions of vaccines to arrive, we have a couple tens of thousands on a weekly basis, which puts us in a very, very challenging situation, not only us, but basically all EU member states. So it was very clear to us that we have to look for alternative sources or additional sources if we really want to accelerate the vaccination process. And we have been conducting very lengthy negotiations with both the Russian and the Chinese authorities and the producers. First, our national regulator has approved the emergency use of the Russian vaccine, based on which we have already signed a contract exactly a week ago. Based on which we receive 2 million vaccines, which is enough to vaccinate 1 million people. This is going to be delivered in three stages to Hungary in 3 times 30 days. The first delivery should arrive at the beginning of next week. When it comes to the Chinese, our national regulator just issued the emergency use authorization this morning. So we have signed the contract around noon. Which is about 5 million doses to be delivered to Hungary, which is enough to vaccinate 2.5 million people. And this is going to be delivered in 4 stages, basically within 4 months.
You be sure that you will not have the same problem like the EU with Pfizer and Moderna?
Look, we have signed the contract. What I can tell you is that on many occasions we have signed contracts on deliveries of different things with Russia and China. I have gathered positive experience. So, China was our number one supplier during last year when we had to buy ventilators, protective clothes, masks, all this kind of stuff. And I have very positive and very fair experience in this regard. We have a very good relationship with them.
Sorry, but we are at the end. So maybe with this experience, can you give us advice? Should we do the same thing?
It's very, very, very complicated to give advices in this regard, because all nations, all countries have to decide on their own. It's a pretty complicated issue. What I can tell you is that the Serbs have been vaccinating already with the Chinese vaccine, and many Hungarians living in the Vojvodina region have received it. So we kind of have a Hungarian experience already.
Advice for us.
Yeah, looking at the delivery schedule of the European vaccines, we found no other option than looking for alternative sources. So it's of course up to governments of all countries, and at the end of the day, basically, it's going to be the voters who will decide on the next elections whether we have made the right choice or you have made the right choice. Right.
Okay. Thank you very much for this conversation.
Interview Media Servisa.